I know it's kind of a odd time for me, but I just got home from some stuff. Got a milkshake in hand, ready to do a Wets build. We're thinking of villain tonight, so truthfully, I think I'm leaning Rakdos. They seem like a fun guild to mess around with. So I got my handy dandy three books of knowledge over here. We're gonna pull out the Guild Guide to Ravnica. Blah, 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 blah. Tongue-tied. Now, George, as crazy as he is in the party, everybody wants to do hard encounter. I think that's a good idea. Forgive me, milkshake, like I said. Yeah. So, dipping into the book here, let's see what we can find. We got. Goodness. So many categories. Page 77. I'm waiting to make that way more difficult than I had to be. Alright, 65, 67, not too far. Hope everybody's having a good night. Got anybody chilling? Hello. Alright, Cult of Rakdos. These guys will be fun, that's for dang sure. Now, Rakdos typically aren't kind of tanky. Well, they can be. Their leader's a giant demon. How hard do I want to make it? Do I want to make it like multiple encounters, several jesters? Do I want it to be like a giant death knight? Giant death knight could be a ton of fun. Let's go look into the book some more. Hello, Bag of Holding. Yeah, if you see our schedule, we're planning on doing these once a week. I was just a little busy yesterday and I had some stuff going on today, but I'm jumping on when I can. We're making a Rakdos villain today. What do we got as far as monsters in the back? Will that give me anything? There's a Sire of Insanity. That already sounds really fun. Master of Cruelties. I gotta remember though, these guys are level 5. So while I want a hard encounter, I can't have anything too crazy. Because I feel like a challenge level 9 would be too much. But this is also a large fiend. And the huge fiend. So, respectively, they're both pretty gnarly. There's a cackler. Reading is difficult right now. I'm sorry. Deception plus 3, perception plus 0. She would, and that's the fun but not fun part because I don't remember exactly what the whole damage calculation is, but these 10 hit point demons would not stand a chance. Are you saying devils? That would... He would. You just pick them up and eat them raw. They're named our cackles, but they would, he would make them into apples. I am not proud of that joke. Going into the monster manual, see if I can. When I saw Death Knight, let's see how bad that would be. Sounds fun. Again, 180 points. I could probably bring that down. I got Kobold Fight Club up. Let's see if I can have any fun over here. Four players at level 5. Would that be a hard encounter, Big? That's kind of the goal right now. Doing some reading. See, this is showing the comments on Spotify would be happy. There's several dragons that just got thrown at me, but that seems like a little much right now. You suggested those chain devils. Let's check those out. Chain devil. It helps if you can spell, or not even spell, missed chain. That, okay. No, I see what you're going for there. A red dragon really would match the fire craze Rakdos. You are right. Flipping pages is difficult. That's actually not bad, Big. I really like that chain devil idea. Cause it's not too bad at 85 hit points. Like, even if Zeppelin starts swinging super hard. It wouldn't be affected too much by Mercy. So, we're going to use a chain devil as a villain. like that? Where could we else could we go with that? Let's pull up our notepad. Try to get that in. There's so much stuff on my screen, I need more. Enter, 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 enter. Can I attempt bedtime for the... George is attempting bedtime for the beast, aka Roman. That is adorable. Nothing up in chat yet. Chain Devil Villain. Alright, so we have the idea. A Chain Devil Villain. Now I need a name. I think I have a name. I have a very similar encounter with a Mod Devil. Allies to the Devil. That was something pretty nasty. The last time I heard anything with a Maw, I had a... Well, that was a... oh, God, what was that? I think that was a Gibbering Mouther. George made it, reflavored to be a child-eating thing from inside of me. But Maw Devils do not sound fun. Alright, I need a name over here. I just need names. Name of a person. I missed that. Phil. Phil. I like that. That name is a mouthful. Unged Cornard. Unged Cornard. I think I like that. But his nickname will be Phil. Unged, putting in the air quotes right now, Phil. Cornard. This guy will probably be chaotic. Evil as all heck. Forgive me. Can I get the stats for this guy off of here? I do not think so. Darn. Why you gotta make stuff difficult, Phil? Who should he be after? Should we mess with Felix? Should we make the poor little chaos bunny like scared? That could be a lot of fun. We have somebody for pretty much everyone else. So I think Felix is overdue. After Felix. Felix for sure. Awesome. I'm glad you agree. Why? I know I don't have much Felix Baxter right now, and that's really all on me. I guess we can make some right here. Let's say Felix. Well, the way rabbits work, they usually have large litters. I think that's what they're called. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Maybe. No, I don't want it to be like a hired, like, takeout session. Should we just do it for funsies? He's just kind of a dickhead and he just wants Felix's lucky foot. Like that simple? He just wants his foot? That's enough for a villain. I'm putting that down. He wants Felix's foot. He's after his lucky foot and his tail. He's got a weird bunny part obsession. That's great. I'm trying to think of something. I mean, if we're making the cult of Rakdos, they're honestly super, super crazy. So why not have him after Felix's part? I mean, looking at the guy, he has a ton of hooks on him. Might as well throw a bunch of private parts all over him. I'm putting in his description that he's not only clothed in chains and cloth. He is also adorned with several blah, colored rabbit pelts. So now we have a weird rabbit-obsessed villain hunting Felix for no other reason. Except dude's crazy and wants rabbit parts. Being a DM is really fun. And looking at him, you know, this whole. I'm gonna put down quick where I can find him for quick reference. Because I don't want to have to type out all this information. 72. No, not 720. We're not doing 2 360s over here. I forgot where my train of thought was going. anything back up in chat? No? Alright. Alright. Oh, forgive me. Train of thought. Let's pull up the Ravnica guide again. See if I can pull any inspiration from this fun book. So we're dealing with the Rakdos yet. These guys are horrible, horrible fun. Should we have him have a Cackler friend or two? I know the party really likes multi-person combat. George suggests it all the time. Good job, George. He said it. First time chat from a viewer. As a solo stream. Yeah. I don't know if you were in here earlier when I said we're going to try doing these once a week. Every Wednesday. And if not Wednesday, I'm going to shoot for Thursday. So try to keep an eye out for me one of those 2 days. I'm just going to reply to George real quick. Got a stream going. I'll talk to you later. Alright, so Cackler buddies. Oh gosh. Let's pull off our Cackler. Add two Cackler buddies. GMM. Guildmasters, guys, Ravnica. Page 195. So he'll have a couple of those. Right. So I think that's our encounter. Let's close out Cobalt Fight Club. Enlarge our... actually, we don't want to fully enlarge our stream. Let's pull up our WordPad. Thinking out loud is fun. Darn it. I'm having scaling issues, guys. I'm sorry. Alright, good enough for me. Alright, let's... What else is up for the stream? We're making a villain right now. He's hunting down Felix. Quick recap? Alright, I will gladly recap for those who missed. Bag is helping me create a Rakdos villain. His name is Onged, air quotes, Phil Quarnard. He's chaotic evil. He's hunting Felix for his body parts right now. Yeah. So, It's an interesting little villain here. And I got a milkshake. Phil, I know it was great. I couldn't pass it up. Phil, not the milkshake. Trying to think. So that's a fun little encounter we got. Now, I know people have been wanting Mercy backstory. I have a plan for an encounter to lead to Orion. What do you guys think about having Malachi be dressed as a certain somebody, do a certain thing, and reveal that Orion is with a pack of werewolves? I think that'd be so poor Mercy. Doesn't know this, but she's gonna hunt that. Mercy is such a great character and player and all sorts of good jazz. Let's go actually up here for that. Now to Mercy. I was gonna type in she, but we're talking about Malachi here. I like Felix myself, but Zep gets me every time. Zep is a ridiculously hilarious character. And at the same time, he's so caring, but I don't think he knows what he's caring about half the time. What cheesy villainous line can Malachi say to Mercy to fill her in that Orion is working for Aaron? Plot twist. Beef and beer. You are not wrong. Again, that's a great description of Zeppelin. We've had push the red button and beef and beer. your book. Not everything. Ooh. Your boyfriend. I think I'm gonna go with your boyfriend is out causing trouble, but I'm gonna add on the not everything is as it seems, because Jen's a very smart player. So if I say something like that, the next time she encounters a pack of werewolves, she's really gonna start thinking. Yeah, Wolf Boy works for me and Waterman now. He got a hold of them once they passed the gate. Sorry, typing and focused. Excuse me. I know I'm the one doing it, but I can't help but to feel bad for putting Mercy in this situation because she's been so caring about her family, and now when she finds Edward, she finds Zune, and Orion is nowhere to be found, but he's out getting controlled by the big bad Waterman. I can't help but to feel bad for the guy. It feels really good to put thoughts down.
Last solo, did we decide Zepp was going to become a werewolf to save Orion?
It was definitely something along the lines of Zeppelin possibly becoming a werewolf. It was kind of just like a hypothetical thrown out there thing. But I feel like Zeppelin would just to do it. That's just how Zeppelin is, how George is. I feel like it's inevitable that he would do what he needed to do to help his friend and his friend's friend, and just I think Zeppelin's chest is just 75% heart, and he just doesn't know it. Yeah. I agree, I think. Where do I want to stick Orion? There's many sectors in this, which kind of threw me for a loop because I was telling you guys a whole... what I said was wrong. This map is honestly really great, and I want to do it justice. Speaking of this map, where is it? It's in the sector section. How hard is it to find the sector section in the section section? Section, section, section. That's monster next to screw it. I give up. It's one of those nights. We're gonna check the counter real quick. Half an hour. Not bad. I don't know how long I'm gonna be on for. I do gotta get up for work at 4. It could be a trade. Give Orion back if Zeppelin is to be bitten or quad. That kind of was the idea that got tossed around. You must have been listening. But I could very well see that being a trade. I think I have... goodness. I just said his name like 5 minutes ago. Aaron in the Demir house. Because he's just that super... Forgive me, that was a yawn. This is getting thrown on the podcast, too, if you guys are wondering why I'm narrating everything. Eren's in the Dimir because of the whole, like, just connections and knowledge and stuff. So I feel like that's something he would use to his advantage to try just being douche nugget.
My brain is so fried right now, guys. I'm sorry.
I think what I'm going to do, as I'm looking down at my notes right now, I have this bear encounter for it, sitting in front of me. I think I'm going to have them just be hunting for sport across the area where they're at, because they're in a pretty big forest. As the party explores forest, they find clumps of both bear and, if they, we're gonna make a perception roll. Who's hunting? The werewolf boys are hunting Bag of Holding. We're gonna have them, like I said, out in that forest. High enough. Let's make it a perception. Malachi, and yeah, the you should have seen my conversation with George today, Aaron. He is gung-ho on Malachi like nobody's business. He's that notebook I gave him. I know the notebook is seeing red, so this pun is very funny, but he's seeing red. Let's make like a 15 perception. Because that way if it's... Hey, when is the circus? I think the next time they come into town, I'm going to have the cult roll through, honestly. I've been kind of wanting to do a traveling thing for a little bit. Rakdos has a circus? Rakdos is a circus, Bag. I don't know if you knew that or not, but as well as being a cult, they're all kind of like circus themed. It's one of my favorite cults. Besides them, it's Boros and brain fart, Golgari. When I was playing Magic, I actually had an angel deck that was based in Boros. Okay, so if they roll the high enough perception, they will notice. Jaboros give that journal to Malachi. That's the thing I've also been trying to figure out, Aaron, is what I'm doing with that notebook. Because I think I told the party that they got it from Malachi. But I think I'm just gonna have, because Malachi's just kind of been in and out of the party, what I think I'm gonna do is have it just be a different Malachi to set Zeppelin off. But I'm gonna make another dwarf named Malachi just to really mess with George. And I think I'm gonna make him Boros. So technically, based off your comment there, yeah, he would be a Boros, so Boros gave it to him. We're gonna make Malachi number two. I need a. I don't want to type it out. So we're gonna. We're gonna put this in big caps lock too. Two Malachis. Aaron, why did you have to catch me off guard like that, man? That was too funny. Zeppelin probably would kill him. Just like... And... Oh. Especially if it happens... The encounter with... Malachi 2. He is... On the rampage of killing everybody, yes. But if it's the encounter with Malachi 2 after Zeppelin realizes that Malachi is a changeling, which I believe you guys do know because he's going to change from the elf form. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Stay tuned. Actually, this is behind the screen. I can tell you guys. Malachi is that elf that's helping this bear, but Malachi is going to do some things and do some changing and then leave. So Zeppelin's going to see that Malachi is a changeling, so he's not going to trust anything. It's bad enough that once upon a time I had Zeppelin in an old campaign not trusting any like sort of things because he thought it was a mimic. George plays dumb well. There's two Malachis. Other is Boros Dwarf. All right, back to other notes. Is that why he pokes everything? That is probably why Aaron, that's why he probably pokes everything, yes. More and more typing. This fur is more dog or wolf. Wow, sorry, my tongue tied totally just showed there. I have a hard time saying my OLs. That was really funny. His wolf. Still not helping. Poor, stupid, lovable Zeppelin. Yeah, you can't help but to love and feel sorry for Zeppelin. Dooga 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 dooga. Forgive the yawn. What is this fur from? What am I opening? No, we don't want to open the internet.
Yeah.
I'm really glad I streamed tonight, guys. Thank you. Sorry I'm not much more fun or talkative, but... in my last little... I think I'm gonna kind of wrap up the writing section of this right now, and kind of just ask, what do you guys want to see from characters? What do you guys want to see from encounters? I'm gonna have to make a note to clip this at like 45 minutes. What is up with you guys and dragons? George is making the comment. I don't know if George wants me to say anything, but he made the comment because you guys want dragons and we're running zombies right now, which is fitting for your name here, Aaron. I was in the same boat, honestly. When I'm sure you have been playing D&D probably longer than I have, but when I first started playing D&D, I was very gung-ho on fighting my first dragon. But I was a Asmir who could fly, so I was like, I want to get in this dragon's face, and yada yada, and, I was excited to fight dragons and mimics. So I thought it was really great that I got George afraid of mimics for a little bit. What about a monster NPC, Aaron? This would be a really good campaign for one, too. There's so much crazy stuff going on that it's not too out of the norm to have a, you know, Cackler running around with Rakdos or what's something that would be considered a quote-unquote monster. That would be kind of crazy. You know, anything like centaurs are pretty common in Ravnica. So, you know, I could have a few centaurs. I know George is after, her name is Nakia. I'm not sure how I want to pronounce it. But she's a centaur.
Bullywog.
Oh gosh, you just reminded me of we had a DM NP. Well, I guess it's not a DM NPC because it's just, but monster NPC that tagged along with the party. Excuse me. His name was Trick, and he was an imp. He was helping us through the Tomb of Horrors, or I think it was Tomb of Annihilation. He had the worst voice. I could see the party teaming up with. Goodness. All sorts of stuff. The more I was thinking about it, I want to make Nakaya Clydesdale based centaur. So she's just really, really massive. Pretty much a Goliath up top, just because of the size, and then Clydesdale in the bottom. Hold on, I went the wrong way. No, we didn't see that. Yep, we're playing innocent right now. Hi guys, look at my kit. Look at the kit shrine to my kitty. It's cute and adorable and innocent. I just got called out by Bag of Holding. That was great. There's also an RX. I keep pointing with the wrong finger. I'm going the wrong way. There's an RX 72 up there. Perfect grade. We're just gonna lean this way a little bit more. Innocence. Innocence. Yeah. Giant Clydesdale NPC monster. I think I want to add another Lady Z type character. Well, not a character. The ferret corn. That was a really good idea. We got on one of our very, very first live streams. I think a race of ferret corns would be fun. I also want to play with owl humanoids. It was just one of those things where, I've had several ferrets in my past, so I know how just mischievous and kind of just conniving they can be, so I kind of wanted to play off of that. She was quiet, I don't think the party has seen her face yet. She was using a lot of tricks to keep it that way. Give them. Hey, vegan! Give them counterspell. My party with counterspell would be pretty nasty. I remember having counterspell on Meepo and just seeing George's face constantly just turn red. Every big bad guy does need counterspell. I absolutely agree. He right, I know he's right.
Four of my 7 3.
Cast sleep on me. I do need to get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, so I might be calling it pretty soon. And I'm quite happy that you guys are all showing up, though. I know it's quite a busy night somewhere else, so I wonder how that's going. I personally won't be watching. But no hate if you do or choose to watch. We welcome all people. Aaron, I appreciate you so much. That one's top comment. Hey, you even have a little Harley Quinn emoji. That's cute. I'm gonna take a picture of that for George. He'll appreciate that. So how was everybody's night? I got my, I should move that shirt. I didn't realize it was like right in there. Babe, just get, you get to know, you embarrassed me. And that, I shouldn't say embarrassed, but like, you got me on that, like, oh shit, nah, busted, and that doesn't happen much. So, you can take honor in that. Gents, I think I might call her. Thank you for all the help on all the help on the villain. I want top comment, not your honor shit. You can have both, you guys have top comment. How about that? Where is somewhere else? Hell, are we going to hell? I'm down, I'm for it. CR, fuck it. I know, or big. I gotta love my audience. You guys are a ton of fun. Yeah. Thank you guys for hanging out for this quick hour. I know it was kind of impromptu. George and I will be back tomorrow at 4. And if you guys have been paying attention to your calendar, it's going to be a Vegas stream, but it's going to be live. So that'll be a good time. I got a little bit more of equipment coming, so hopefully the audio this time around isn't too awful or anything. Yeah, so hopefully see some of you guys tomorrow, and then even few of you on, even with no session, we won't still get a BB tomorrow. Actually, you reminded me, you'll probably see me again. Me and George talked about that earlier. He was like, hey, we didn't have a session this week. Do you just want to run a solo? Yeah, I'll run a solo. And I'll run a solo tonight. So, let's see. What time can I plan for tomorrow? I get done with work at 2:30. Live stream if I can't make it. Thank you. Let's shoot for... Let's see. Let's get some food in me. Let's shoot for like 4 or 5 tomorrow. I'll be here. Oh, let's make a note of it on your calendar. Stream. I can't spell. At 4. So. Finn's making a bunch of noise over there. Nighty night. Don't let those goblins bite. And I will see you guys. Sorry, the hair on my screen. I will see you guys tomorrow. Good night, chat. Good night, world. Battle buddy, battle buddies out. I love y'all. Bye.